This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A small eruption was detected Saturday at a volcano in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, but was not believed to threaten any uninhabited areas, the government said. The eruption at Mount Nyiragira comes a week after the nearby Mount Nyiragongo erupted, killing at least 31 people and forcing hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. Nyiragira lies around 25 kilometers or 16 miles north of Goma, a city of about 2 million people, but Mount Nyiragongo stands between them, creating a natural barrier. Nyiragongo's eruption last Saturday sent a wall of lava rushing toward Goma before stopping shortly outside the city limits. Hundreds of thousands of people fled their homes in the aftermath and in response to warnings of a possible second eruption this week. A coronavirus surge sweeping through Thailand's prisons has thrown the spotlight on the kingdom's overcrowded penal system, where some inmates say they have less space to sleep than the inside of a coffin. Authorities claim as of Saturday, almost 25,000 people have tested positive inside jails, where inmates have been encouraged to keep wearing their masks even while they sleep. Officials have floated plans to give early releases to prisoners with underlying medical conditions and have announced funding for more testing and medical care in recent days. But former inmates say those behind bars have been kept in dark about the seriousness of the outbreak. Infections in Thai prisons has skyrocketed from just 10 publicly announced cases a month ago to nearly 25,000 on Saturday. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.